Welcome back to our Youth Month special. Before we dive in, Tonda, you ready? We're honoring young folks who, like, you know, shook the ground. The day itself marks those anti-language policy protests in the 70s. Students across the country, campuses, townships, standing up. And today, we're asking you all on the WhatsApp line to share who inspired you. A teacher, a cousin, someone you admire. Also, we'll talk about campaigns like Crown Rights, because identity is not cosmetic, it's core.
Yeah, I'm totally in. Thanks, Layla. So, I've been thinking about how the current youth still carry heavy stuff. Joblessness, violence against women, and heartbreakingly, queer kids being targeted. It's like gutting, yet they keep going. I mean, this is Tani speaking from the heart here. The person I want to celebrate is Zara. She stood up at Coyle High when policies tried to tame her natural hair, and she didn't flinch. She even wrote a children's story as part of Crown Rights to help little ones see their coils as power instead of problem.
Wow, okay, that hits hard. Zara at Coyle High, I remember, like, seeing clips where she just, you know, stood there calmly while adults were telling her to fix herself. It gave me chills. Identity isn't some minor detail. It's a major principle. Wait, I always mix that with principle. Anyway, the bravery at Crown Rights events has ripple effects. And Layla, you've talked about how hair, especially coily textures, can be policed as a way to shrink someone's confidence.
Exactly. And thanks, Tondi, for, like, naming the hard stuff. The way that activist reframed acceptable appearance shows young people don't need permission to be whole. When you own your look, you walk into boardrooms you never imagined. You sit at tables, you speak up. It's the same energy that wins pageants and policies, like a confidence that shifts rooms. And for everyone listening, send a voice note about your own champion and share stories about reclaiming a crown.
Hold on, just to paint the scene. At Coyle High, Zara didn't wait for a senior to intervene. She chose the moment. No hesitation, she knew the risk, future opportunities, social backlash, being labeled difficult, and she still stood up. For me, Tondi, that shows the lesson the old protests tried to teach. Use your voice now, because silence, like, steals time. And you always say confidence is contagious. When one girl lifts her chin, dozens follow.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And the thing that gets me is the dignity piece. People act like hair is trivial, but for black girls, policing curls is a way to control presence. That campaign reframes it from problem to pride. When that flip happens, you start applying for roles you thought were off limits, you choose your course, you don't break just because someone says you don't fit. And you mentioned queer youth, the intersections matter, that stand speaks beyond curls into, like, the right to be fully yourself.
Speaking of which, Layla, could you share a listener shout-out? We got a bunch of WhatsApps about teachers, neighbors, and nurses who kept kids afloat. Also, there's a note praising the book in the Crown Rights series. Apparently, the illustrations made a little one feel seen at school.
This is Layla. Oh, yeah, totally. So, there's a message from a parent who says their child used to hide her coils under a cap, and after reading that Crown Rights story, she walked into class with no fear. And another listener is like, my teacher changed my life, which, haha, yes. The past protests weren't just about language policy. They set a template. Organize, insist, repeat. Honestly, Tondi, I feel like honoring Zara honors every student who refuses to be edited at Coyle High-type schools, you know?
Exactly. And can I just say, elders sometimes tell us to wait for leaders to fix things. But the lesson from then till now is don't outsource your voice. The moment you speak, the course of the moment changes, like the crowd pivots from idle to action. And for anyone feeling alone, tag us and the campaign. You'll find community fast.
Right, and wow, we've barely scratched the surface. I want to circle back because someone asked if honoring hair is frivolous compared to, say, jobs or safety. My answer, it's linked. Coyle High style rules are part of a bigger system that decides who is welcome. Undo that, and you expand opportunity. And if you're looking for names, Layla suggested a list. Local mentors, teacher heroes, youth organizers. That point about resilience, needed.
Mm-hmm. And one more thought. then we'll wrap. Zara didn't become a symbol because she wanted fame. She became one because she refused to break. That stubborn joy, it's like fuel. I'm Layla, and I'm grateful we still celebrate that day in June as a reminder to keep going. To every listener, send your peace, peace, haha, on the line. And thanks, Tondi, for bringing this story, and thanks to campaigns like Crown Rights for keeping the flame on.